Today, I would like to talk about one of the most powerful things on earth, and that is thought. I'd like to discuss how thought relates to our everyday life, our mental attitude, our outlook on life, our psychological, the effect it has on us, how society is built on thought, because from the beginning of time, mankind has made laws, rules, regulations, all from his own thought. It's a very, very powerful thing. But when it comes to mental sickness and mental disability, this is where thought really counts. And this is where you'll find one of the main secrets of mental health. Not mental sickness, mental health. Because a lot of theories nowadays, they take you back in the past and they see it as a damage for life. But in actual fact, all our insecurities, our anxieties, our hostilities, our ambitions, desires, all these things, many more, all derived from thought. Take an experience from the past, and what you think of that experience comes via a thought. This thought goes into your brain, it gets computed, and it stays there. From then on, you will react to that thought. Therefore, it is only a thought that is controlling your life. It is only a thought that creates insecurity. It is only a thought that makes people feel so insecure, so frightened, so afraid. The feeling of lack of love is thought. The feeling of being unwanted is thought. Everything derives via thought. The strange thing is, thought on its own is really a worthless thing, because thought is merely a vehicle. It's what you mentally put into that thought. Whatever you put into that thought will be delivered, because it's yours. Now, if someone is mentally unstable because of a bad experience from the past, it is truly mental suicide to take them back. What they should realize is the power of thought. Because if they can actually see or realize the power of thought, then that mental sickness will go, because it is created from thought. And I'm sure if you try and trace this thought, you'll find it everywhere, because that's what creates alcoholism. Alcoholism isn't a disease. It can't be a disease. Not until after the fact. You see, the person can drink and never become an alcoholic. Now, other people take a drink and they go and drink to excess. But they drink to excess for a reason. And this reason, you can be rest assured, is connected to the thought system. Now, they may feel insecure. They may feel afraid of life. They may feel deserted. They may feel that they've been hurt in life, that their life's over, they have no hope. It can be for one of an infinite amount of reasons. The reason doesn't matter why. The matter why is where we're disillusioned, where we go after the reason why and we're going after the fact again. It really doesn't matter why. The fact is that they do feel that way. Now if they can see the power of thought, it's only a thought. You see, an example would be, one day you're very happy for some reason, doesn't matter the reason, and the next day, or even 5 minutes later, you're unhappy because of a reason. But it's only thought. Happiness is brought from thought. Sadness is brought from thought. Insecurity is brought from thought. Poor me is brought from thought. Good me is brought from thought. It is all thought. And this is what original psychology of all humanity was brought around by thought. Because we live in a thought system. We live in a system, it's a psychological system. Everything is brought around from the psychic, from the thought. And this is where one of the main secrets of mental sickness take place. Because like that alcoholic, he drinks from his thoughts. And these thoughts are never good thoughts. I've never yet met an alcoholic that was drinking because he was happy. He was drinking to try and get happy. Because somewhere within him or her, there was suffering, and there was suffering real bad. And this is where the job of psychologists and psychiatrists and therapists and people that work in these institutes to try and help those people is to try and bring them nice thoughts, to change the thoughts, not to take them back in the past to go over all the bad thoughts. The bad thoughts is the creator of the sickness. That is what you call alcoholism, when it's your bad thoughts, you're forced into it. Now these people are suffering, they need help, and you must help them by a positive manner. You must bring positive thoughts. Sometimes it's very difficult to see this, but once you really look, simplicity itself, because it's all thought. If I go in front of someone to talk to, or a group of people, if I feel insecure, no matter the reason, it's only thought. If I feel secure, that again is only thought. And this is something that anyone who is seeking higher wisdom, this is why they're told they should seek in a positive manner, because again, this is created from a positive thought. And with a positive thought, you cannot be angry, you cannot be jealous, you cannot be spiteful, you cannot be hateful towards yourself or others, because you have a positive thought. If you have a negative thought about your past, a negative experience, and you carry it through time, all that experience that you're carrying is an experience in time. It is no longer a reality, it is only a thought. It's always time to start a new life. But you must start to look, to change and to go into a new life, you must change your thoughts. And people think that's very difficult, but it isn't, because it's simplicity. You simply change thought. You do it all the time. Everybody in the world does it every day. But they don't know they have the control over it, because they don't realize the simplicity of thought. It's what you put in the thought that counts. If you put, poor me, then that's what you will be, poor me. If you keep saying, I am insecure, that's what you will be, because it's all thought. Now you can't mentally just change your thought, as if you were reciting a piece of poetry. It's not like that. What I'm talking about, you have to look and see and actually acknowledge how thought plays a part in your life. Once you acknowledge that, then you will see that from then on, positive thoughts are the way to mental health. Well, I hope this little bit of tape's been of value, and thank you very much.